Cristiano, tu dici qualcosa?
Era anche loro.
Post Shoka Dhanu Tendulkar, Ahmed Bhajan Bhakti? Or lead and follow what you want?
I think the first one, right? The idea.
Ahameva Sameva Kri Nanyanya Savasaparam Paschadaham Yadetacha Yovasishita Sosyaham Sosyaham Yovasishita Sosyaham Yovasishita Sosyaham. So Sneha, three words. At the next one, read and follow. Ritirtham yat pratiyeta.
Ritirtham yat pratiyeta.
Na pratiyeta jatmani.
Na pratiyeta jatmani.
Tad vidyadatmano mayam.
Tad vidyadatmano mayam.
Yatha bhaso yatha tamah.
Yatha bhaso yatha tamah. Videtam yat pratiyeta.
Na pratiyeta chatmani. Tad vidyadatmano mayam. Yatha bhaso yatha.
Ritirtham yat prati yet, without being real, that which appears, what we are perceiving as a word, not being real, whatever appears, na prati et chatmani, that appearance does not really is in me. From my standpoint, it is not there. Whatever we are seeing, that is in Brahman. But from the standpoint of Brahman, it is not there. Tad vidyat atmano mayam. And know that this is because of my maya. Atmanaha, my. Whatever you are perceiving is because of my maya. And how it is? Yatha abhaso. Yatha abhaso. It's illusion. Like illusion. We see a lot of illusions, it's just like illusion. Yatha tamaha, it is just like a darkness. When the light comes, there will be no darkness. When you know the truth, there is no illusion. When you come to know the rope, there is no snake. So long you are seeing the snake, illusion is there. So long you are seeing the darkness, it is ignorance. The moment you bring the light, darkness is not there. Can you sow darkness in light? You cannot sow. When the light is there, there is no darkness. Similarly, when you know the Satratam, there is no illusion. When you know the rope, the illusion, snake, is not there. After knowing, even if you try 100 times, to see the illusion, you will not be able to see the illusion. It's not there. Then we have seen that this Maya has got two powers. One is, dekho, saat din mein bhul gaye.
Veiling power.
And projecting power. Veiling power is tamogun. Tamogun first, the tamogun comes. Tamogun means it veils, it covers. Like when we are not able to see the rope, that means the tamogun has first acted, it has covered the rope. Then what comes? Projecting power. Then my mind projects something. That it is not a snake, it is not a rope, it is a snake, or it is a stick, or it is a dry garland, or it is a bhuchidra. Different type of projections different people do. And it's not that everybody will be seeing that illusion. Some may be seeing the rope also. So Maya has got three powers. three gunas. One is veiling power, tamo gun. First it veils, then it projects. Projects something other than the reality. Projects. The same thing has happened inside also. We have got the Atman, it is veiled, covered, we don't know. It's the tamogun. And what it has projected? Deho. Not Aham Brahmasmi. That Aham Brahmasmi is covered. Covered by which guna? Tamoguna. Veil. Veiling power, tamo gun, it covered. And then when this is covered, my mind will not accept the defeat that you don't know. It will project something. If you ask somebody, do you know this person? You are seeing first time in your life that person, but you will project, I think he is a good person. I think he is not a good person. You don't know, but still you are projecting. So the projection has started. Inside it has covered, the veiling power has covered my Atman. And outside it has covered the substratum of the whole world, which is Brahman. And it has projected that Brahman is not there. All the pluralities or dualities what we are seeing, they are all different. Chair, table, tree, garden, and different type of beings we are seeing. But we are not able to see the oneness in all of them. That we are not able to see. So who has done this thing? Maya has done this thing. Then we saw the different definitions also of Maya. And the simplest one is in the Tattva Bodh. What is that? Brahmasraya Sattva Rajas Tamo Gunatmika Maya Asti. What is Maya? Brahmasraya. It is dependent on Brahman. Why it is dependent on Brahman? Because Maya is inert. Brahman is sentient. Brahman is existence, consciousness, bliss. Existence of Maya is lended by Brahman to Maya. Without that existence, Maya cannot stand. Therefore, Brahmasraya. Brahman can stay without Maya, but Maya cannot stay without Brahman. Rope can stay without the illusion of the snake, but the snake cannot stay without the rope. Clear? Brahmasraya. And how it is Trigunatmika, Sattva, Rajas and Tamogun, three gunas are there. So we have seen the function of Tamogun and Rajogun. What is the function of Tamogun? Rajogun?
Projection.
And now if you want to come out, you have to take the help of Sattvagun. We'll come later. So within the Maya itself, we have got the Sattvagun also by which we can cross Maya. So Sattva Rajas Tamo Gunatmika Maya Asti, there is a Maya. Then other definitions also we saw. We are not going to discuss again. Then in Ramayana we have seen Mai or More Tor, Tai Maya. What is Maya? Very simple division. Mai or More, I and My. Mai or More Tor, Tai Maya, this is yours. You are different from me. This is Maya, that's all. In Sweta Sweta Upanishad, it was said, Maya to Prakritim Vidyan, Maya to Maheshwara. This whole Maya, this is magic. And who is the magician? Maheshwara is the magician. It's a magic. That which is not there, it shows. It's magic. Magician does same thing. I have seen in P.C. Sarkar. He will take one young girl, put it in under the saw, then the saw machine will draw. As if the two parts, then again the girl will come. Magician. Ah, ghatit ghatna patiyasi. Then we also saw that in Brahma Puran, it was said that the Maya has got 24 things. Moola Prakriti, and the Prakriti and Vikriti. This we all have discussed. And Vikriti, 16 Vikritis, Those were 10 Indriyas, 1 and 5 Stool Bhuts. That part we have discussed. And the effect of Maya also, we have seen. What is the effect of Maya? We have seen, if you have all of this, then you are under the cover of Maya. You are influenced by Maya. You are under the spell of Maya. Kaam, do we have desire?
Yes.
Krodh? Yes. Lobha? Yes. Moha? Delusion? Yes. Bhay? Fear?
Yes.
Visad? That means soak, sorrow?
Yes.
Then dharma, dharma? We always think paap punya. Sukh, dukh? Everything is in this Maya. Sukh, dukh, srishti, vinash, creation and dissolution. This is also Maya. Going to the Narak and Swarga, that is also Maya. Jati, different jati. Ashram, different ashram, four ashram, that is also in Maya. Rag and dvesh, likes and dislikes, this is also Maya. Then different type of diseases, that also is Maya. And in our body, different stages of life, Kumar, young, youth, and Vriddhavastha, these are all Maya. Everything is this Maya. Then in Vivek Chudamani also we have seen, what is this Maya? Abhyaktanamani is the Maya, unmanifested form. Before manifestation, it was in the form of abhyakt, unmanifested. Then from that came the gross and subtle. You remember? Five tanmatras, subtle, bhuta, and then came the from subtle, bhuta, subtle to gross panchamahabhuta. Unmanifest, then manifest. First manifestation is subtle. Subtle means which you cannot see by your organs of perception, that is called subtle. Therefore, we call it tanmatra, tatmatra. And from that tanmatra, then the grossification happens. In certain proportion, they mix up. And then the cross-situation happens. Abhaktanamni Paramesh Shakti, it is the power of Lord, Paramesh Shakti. And then it was said, Anadi Abhidya. What is its nature? Abhidya, ignorance. Ignorance of what? Not knowing my true nature. It's not ignorance of computer, physics, chemistry. We are not talking about that. Not knowing our true nature is ignorance. And how long this ignorance is there? Anadi, beginningless. We cannot give a date that we are ignorant about ourselves from this date. So before that date, we were realized master. That can never happen. Because avidya can never come from vidya. Avidya can never come from vidya. And avidya can never also come from sunya, from void. Nothing can come out from sunya, void. Therefore, avidya is beginningless, anadi. Trigunatmika, made of three guna, we know, para. And is superior. Superior, why it is para? Because it is beyond our mind and intellect. Very difficult to grasp with our mind and intellect. Therefore, it is para. Karyanumeya sudhiyeva, and the sudhi, the intellectuals, they can understand by the effect that there is Maya. What are those effects? I told you, na? Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, and all that. Many items, rag, dvesh. If all these are there, we are under the spell of Maya. The sudhiyeva, they come to know by seeing the effect of the Maya, they come to know just as Maya is there. Then also we came to see that it is neither sat nor asat. What is sat? Trikale tishtati iti sat. But that Maya does not stay for three periods of time. The whole creation at one point of time was not there. It was in unmanifest state. We always use the word unmanifest. Then it manifested. In manifest state, it will stay for some time. Then again, it will unmanifest. Like we see the flowers, they come, bloom, stay for some time and go back. unmanifest to manifest, manifest to unmanifest. So can we say this Maya is Sat? We can't say. Can we say it is Asat, that it is not there at all? No. Because we are experiencing the effect of Maya. Sukh, Dukh, Raag, Dvesh, Kaam, Krodh, these are all happening to us. Therefore it is there. Since we cannot say it is Sat or Asat, therefore we call it Anirvachaniya, which cannot be defined. We cannot define Maya as Sat. We cannot say that Maya is Asat. Therefore, it is indescribable, indefinable. Then it was said, bhinna piya bhinna hi ubhayatmika. Acha, can it be Sat and Asat, combination of Sat and Asat? That also it cannot happen because they are virodhi, they are of opposite nature. Sat means which stays for 3 period of time, Asat means which is not there in 3 period of time. Example of Asat.
Horns of a rabbit.
Son of a barren woman. Akash Kusma. You have never seen sky flower. Asat. Why horn of a rabbit? Horn of a human being. You have never seen. Asat. And Sat, can you give an example of Sat of, in this world? Anything which is Sat, which stays for
3
after time? No. There is no example, no parallel of Brahman. No parallel of Brahman. We can't give an example. So can we say the Maya is combination of Sat and Asat? No. Then it is said, bhinna api abhinna hi ubhayatmika. Bhinna, is it different? Or is it not different from Brahman? Or both? That also we cannot say. But the nature are different. Is the power of, like my strength. Can I say my strength is different from me? Take out, this is my strength, now I am keeping it, you take it. Bhinna. Can you say abhinna? No. It is increasing and decreasing. My strength is increasing and decreasing. Abhinna. It's not same. Ubhayatmika, both together? No. Can I say this Maya is with the part or without the parts? That also we cannot say. Or combination of their? No. Mahabhuta. Shankaracharya says Mahabhuta. A great wonder. Anirvachaniya rupa. This is anirvachaniya. Then how can we come out? Suddha advaya brahma vibodha nasya. Suddha brahma. Suddha brahma without maya. Suddha brahma vibodha. Not only bodha. Bodha means intellectual understanding only. Vibodh means vishesh rupena bodh, that I have experienced it. I am Brahman. Brahman is not different from me. When we see this chart, we say Atma and Anatma. That Atma is with me. That is bodh, only knowledge. Have that knowledge become your own experience, that I am Brahman. That is vibodha. Once you come to know that, once you come to know the role, then everything is gone. Khatam. So how will you come to know the role or the substratum Brahman? By knowledge. This also we have seen earlier. Then it is said the definition of Maya from 3 standpoints we will see it today. From the standpoint of Brahman, Maya is Ya Ma Samaya. From the standpoint of Brahman, Maya is not there. Maya means ya ma. Ya means that, ma in Sanskrit means no, that which is not there. Therefore it is called Maya. From the standpoint of Brahman, Maya is not there. Ask Brahman, have you created this world? No. Ask rope, have you created the snake? No. From the standpoint of Brahman, Maya is that which is not there. From the standpoint of Jiva, Maya is the cause of the world. Maya is the cause of the world. Earlier in the earlier verse we have seen, Aham eva asam eva agre, I alone was there. And what is the nature of that Aham, that Brahman? It's not changing, not modifying, it is infinite, is it not so? There is no change, no modification, no birth, no death of. Now if you say that that Brahman has become this, which is changing and perishable, can it happen? From the gold, only the gold ornaments will come, and the property of gold will be there in the gold ornaments. But we find that the whole world is changing and perishable, whereas the Brahman is not changing and perishable. Whole world has got the birth and death. Modification is there. In Brahman, there is no. If really the world has come out from the Brahman, then the quality of Brahman should also be there. But it is not there. Therefore, Brahman is not the direct cause of this jagat. Then, what is the cause of this jagat? We bring in Maya. Acha, understand this way also. If we say that the jagat has come out from the Brahman, then there must be some modification in the Brahman. If I say the ornament has come out or made of the gold, then the gold is reduced. The raw gold will be reduced. Or from the clay pot is made, the clay is reduced. There is a modification in the clay. If that happens to Brahman, then one day our Brahman will be khatam ho jayega.
Jagat nikalte nikalte.
Acha, can we say it has become, Brahman has become this jagat like the milk becomes yogurt? There is no more milk. Or like a seed become tree, no more seed is seen? No. If Brahman has not modified, then whatever you are seeing, it is only an appearance only. If there is no modification in the substratum, then whatever you see is only a superimposition, an illusion only. Like when you see the snake, is there any modification in the rope? Is there any change in the rope? No. Same way, there is no change in the Brahman. There is no change in the Atman, but we have got changes in the body. From 7 pound became 170 pound. The Atman has not become from 7 pound to 170 pound. Atman is not gaining any weight. Who is getting weight? And what is this body? Is the Maya, the Prakriti. Therefore, from the standpoint of the Jiva, if I have to explain you what is this jagat, because at this point of time we don't know what is Brahman. Once we come to know Brahman, then there is no Jagat. But we are seeing Jagat, so we have to explain what is this Jagat. So when we explain this Jagat, then we have to say there is a substratum. If the Jagat is coming out, whether there is a modification in the substratum or not. Because in the world we find, whenever we create something, there is a modification in the raw material. Raw material changes into something else. So there is no modification in the Brahman. Then how do we explain? We bring in the concept of Maya. That it is a superimposition. Then we negate it. We call it superimposition and negation. Then what will remain?
Brahman will remain.
What is the job of Shastra and Acharya? Take you to the Brahman. How can I take you to the Brahman? The journey will start from known to unknown. Brahman is unknown or known? Unknown. And what we know? Sansar. We know Jagat. So we have to start our journey from Jagat. And then in our empirical world also it happens like that, na? Suppose you want to go to downtown. You are here. In GPS what you do? Destination address you put. And the GPS find out where you are, your location. And then it guides you, oh, go this way, this way, this way. Similarly, same concept here. GPS borrowed from here only. Wrong. From known to unknown. Jagat is known to us. So first we will explain what is Jagat. For explaining the Jagat, we have to bring in Maya. And then after that, we have to negate it. There was a very good example, I don't know whether I remember that or not. A person died leaving behind 17 horses. Let me see whether it comes out correctly or not. 17 horses and left behind 3 sons. And he said, one will get one half. Another will get 1/6. Third will get 1/9. One half. 1/3.
1/6. 1/9.
Now 17, how to divide half? Half means 8 1/2. You have to cut one horse, half. 1/6, 1/3, again you have to cut the horse. So the 3 of sons started fighting. The minister came riding on a horse. He said, okay, why are you fighting? He said, my father left 17 horses and he has left a will, and according to that will, half, 1/3 or 1/9, 1/3 and 1/9 or 1/6, 1/9. Okay, you add my horse to 17, 18. 18 divided by 2, 9. You take 9, you remember 9. Then next one is? 1/3.
1/6.
1/6 is how much?
3.
That means?
12.
9 is 12. And what is left? 6. No, it is not coming.
Then
the ratio is to be changed.
Then it is 1/3.
1/3, 1/6.
Then 1/3.
Half?
First son gets half.
Then 1/3 is?
1/3.
1/3 is 6.
6. 9/6, 15.
1/3 is 6. And then 1/3, 1/6, which is 3.
Uh-huh.
6 times 3 is 18. 3, 6 and 9.
Uh-huh.
3, 6 and 9.
It is 9. Then he said 1/3.
1/3, then 6.
Even. Which is 15.
15.
Then and then half.
1/9.
Then 1/9.
1/9.
1/9 will give 2.
2.
So 15 plus 2?
17.
17. Now you take.
He took.
So this, the 18th horse was Maya. You know? brought in Maya, took it now, division.
Oh, that is so cool.
Half, one third, and one ninth.
9, 6, and 2.
So this is Maya. So from the standpoint of Jiva, we have to bring in Maya. Without bringing Maya, we can. From the standpoint of Maya itself, it is anirvachaniya. It's a wonder, mahadbhut. You cannot describe. So from the standpoint of Brahman, Maya means that which is not there. Ask Brahman, have you created this world? No. And simple reason is, Brahman is always akarta. Why akarta? Brahman has got no gross body, subtle body or causal body. For doing anything, you need body, akarta. So he cannot create anything. So from the standpoint of Jiva, Maya we have to bring, explain, negate, then you reach Brahman. All Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, Puran, Ramayana, this does the same thing. Brahman, Adhyarop, Adhyarop means superimposition, then negation, then you reach your destination. You can never negate this substratum or your Atman. You can negate the whole world, but you cannot negate your Atman or the Brahman. So from the standpoint of Brahman, Maya is that power which is not there. From the standpoint of Jiva, you see the same thing is being seen by different people. If I tell you to describe this, different people will describe it different way, define it different way. I am seeing from this side, you are seeing from that side, she is seeing from that side, define it different way. Similarly, the Maya is being defined by Brahman, by Jiva and Maya itself. So from the standpoint of Brahman, there is no Maya, no creation. Brahman alone is there. Nothing else is there. From the standpoint of Jiva, Maya is there. Maya has created the whole world and we have to negate it. How we will negate it? How they has created the Maya Trigun? It has veiled, projected, come to the Saptaguna, and we will do it. We'll come to that. Very good. So you have understood the three definitions?
What is from this third
standpoint? Third one is from the standpoint of Maya itself.
Yeah.
It is anarvichaniya.
There is no Brahman from the standpoint of Maya.
It is not there at all.
Only Maya is there.
Maya is also not there. Anarvichaniya power is there, that's all. You cannot define it.
Anirvachaniya, you cannot explain it.
So, from the standpoint of Brahman, no Maya, Yamaya, there is no
Maya, Yama. It's not.
From the standpoint of Jiva, Maya is the cause of the world.
Maya is the cause of the world. We have to explain that.
The first standpoint of Maya is?
From the standpoint of Maya itself. Maya itself, is, suppose it is defining, then it will say Anirvachaniya.
You cannot define
it. It is not defined.
It cannot be defined. And what is the power of this Maya? It says, aghatit ghatana patiyasi, the incident which has never happened, it will show it has happened. Aghatit ghatana patiyasi, it never happened. Like sky is blue, is it blue? Aghatit ghatana patiyasi, we are seeing the sky is blue, is it blue? When you fly 30,000 above, you go up to the Mars or to the Moon, it's not blue. We think this earth is flat, is it flat? We all know earth is moving. Is it moving? No. Aghatit ghatna pati yasi. The thing which has never happened, it will so it has happened. Very good. We see the moon waxing and waning. Is it happening? No. We see the sun rise and sunset. Is it really sun is rising or setting? No. When we are on the earth, we find that it is rising and you station yourself above the earth. Earth is moving. Sun is not moving. So who is showing this? Maya is showing all these things. Ah, but it got na pati yasi.
Cannot describe Maya.
Describe Maya, sir. Indescribable. Anirvachani, it is indescribable. And Maya is Trigunatmika. Trigunatma means the Sattva Guna. Lord has said to Arjun, Nitya Sattvastha Bhava Arjuna. By Sattva, when you come to the Sattva Guna, then only you can negate the veiling and projecting. The first thing has done, the Tamogun has veiled, Rajogun has projected. Now if you want to come out of this mess, then you have to come to the Sattvagun. Sattvagun, the mind is serene, peaceful, brilliant. You start thinking, analyzing, you start inquiring. Then what will happen? Then you can negate it. If your mind, these are all moods of mind. Tamas, tamogun, rajogun, sattogun, these are the mood of mind. When the mind is in the sattogun, then you can inquire and you can negate it. Otherwise, when you are in the tamogun and the rajogun, you are in the maya, spell of maya. Tamogun is the ignorance part, covering. Rajogun, projecting a lot of things continuously. And Maya has what? Three Shaktis. Ichha Shakti, Kriya Shakti and Jnana Shakti. Maya has got three Shaktis. Ichha Shakti, Kriya Shakti and Jnana Shakti. Why this Ichha Shakti is coming? Not knowing that I am complete Purna Brahma, I consider myself, I am incomplete. If I come to know my Brahman, that I am Brahman, and I am the ocean of bliss, then I will not run toward the world for the happiness. Why we are running to the world? We are running to the world for happiness, for all our actions for the happiness. The purpose of our all action is the happiness. When we get up early in the morning, we are bored of sleeping. Happiness. Get up. You go for a morning walk, half an hour walk, happiness. Now tired. Want to sit down. Happiness. Breakfast for happiness. Then when the breakfast is full, it will be unhappiness it will give, leave it. Go to the work for happiness. Tired, come back. Now you want to sleep for happiness. Get up, happiness. Even when we cry for happiness. Rone ke baad man halka ho jata hai. That also is for happiness. So all our actions are for happiness. And we don't know the source of happiness. The source of happiness is only one. We don't know that source. Suppose you come to know that source, the source of all happiness, will you run to the world for petty happiness? You will not run. So Ichha Shakti comes because we don't know our true nature. We think we are incomplete. Ichha Shakti. Then Ichha Shakti converts into Kriya Shakti. I have to act, get this thing. I need wealth. I have to work hard. I need this car, I need this house, I this, 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 this. Kriya Shakti. Then Gyan Shakti. Gyan Shakti, you see, it is always there. Even the small baby, they want to know certain things, and their laboratory is only. Whatever they see, they will put it on the tongue. Gyan Shakti, they want to understand what it is. They will pick up the bug and put it on the tongue. What is this? Gyan Shakti. So suppose if you want to come out of this mess, what will be our sadhana? For a tamoguni? For a rajoguni? For tamoguni, tamoguni means lazy person. He doesn't want to do anything. Careless, heedless, sleepy. So what we have to do? We have to make him rajoguni. We tell him, okay, you arrange all these chairs in a line, I will give you $10. He will immediately do. Like our children. You complete this chapter, you complete your homework, I will give you one lollipop. Immediately. Then he will ask for more, rajoguni. But rajoguni is the sakam. Sakam means, do this thing, you will get this reward. Do this thing, you will get this reward. Do this thing, you will get this reward. We are of the second type, sakam. Whole life, we have done the same thing. Work in the office, you will get this thing. Pay every month. And we are continuing with that. Till they tell us, you are useless, get out from here. Retire. Then we come and sit down and see what has happened the whole life. I have become old, 65 year old. Now I don't have strength also. Kya kare, kya kya? Oh, I have got a bank balance of $1 million. But that also is not sufficient because they don't give any interest here how to live. Again worried. I was thinking that if I accumulate 100 million or jitna bhi hai karke, I will be sukhi. But he is still not sukhi. Then he starts thinking, kya ho gaya? Then he comes to the satsang. They consider they are fit for satsang now, after retirement. And they realize at that time that the memory also has gone down. Whatever we listen, we forget within 2 minutes. So, uske baad mein kya karte hain? Kya hua hai? Satsang mein, then they come, they understand this. The whole problem was the sakam karma. We should have started doing the niskam karma. Same thing. Whatever we are doing, do it, but do it in the niskam bhav. And when you do it with the niskam bhav, that karma yoga is given there in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, detailed thing is there, how to do it. Then in that case, what will happen? Your desire will come down, then inquiry will come. These are all the impurities of mind. When you act in a particular way as suggested by Lord, that means karma yoga, then what will happen? Your impurities will slowly come down and your mind will become peaceful. Throughout your working life, the mind was always agitated, continuously agitated. Ye bhi karna hai, wo bhi karna hai, wo bhi karna hai. Whole day you have got a list of so many things to be done. Then you start doing the karma yoga, niskam karma. Niskam karma does not mean that you will not get your salary. Niskam karma does not mean that when you get your salary, go to the Great Lake Temple and give it to the Lord. That is not the meaning of karma yoga. The meaning of the karma yoga is that you are doing for the happiness of the Lord. That's all. And whatever comes as a fruit of action, accept it. That. और कुछ नहीं करना है. नो स्पेसिफिक एक्शन और प्रेयर इज मेंशन्ड एनीवेयर. हो गया, देन माई माइंड इज नॉट प्योर. हाउ? बाई कर्मयोग. देन एन इंक्वायरी विल कम, यू आर इन द नाउ सत्वगुण. These three gunas always continuously every moment in our life. But broadly speaking, early morning you are sattvic. Your mind is peaceful. When sun rises, something is connected with the blood. Everybody, all beings in the world become active. So long the sun was not there, everybody was in the tamas state, sleeping. The moment sun rises, something happens. It has got some connection. The scientists, they are trying to research what is the connection between the sunlight and the blood. How the people become active. Whole world become active at a time. You become active. And when the sun sets, you again become tamasic. Again leggy, you want to feel sleepy. But every moment it changes. And you cannot negate the other two. You cannot become 100% sattva. You can become 99.99 sattva, but 0.01% rajas and tamas will be there. That is why we call it yoga maya. Yoga maya means all three guna will remain together, but their proportion will change. Up and down it will go. And by effort, we can change ourselves. We all can become sattvic, but we have to put in effort. So Lord has said, Nistray Gunya Bhavarjuna. O Arjun, tum jo hai Nistray Gunya banao. For that, what you have to do? Sattvastra. First you come to the sattva stage. After that, you go beyond the three guna, because everything is made of three guna only. We have seen the Maya. Maya has got Mahatattva. What is there after that? Ahankar. After that? Tanmatra. After that? Panchamahabhut. After that? With Panchamahabhut, all this whole world, 14 lokas are made. So who created? Trigun created, na? Satarajas Tamogun created. The Lord says, Arjun, Nistrayaguna Arjuna. You go beyond the creation of all three gunas. And for going beyond, you have to come to sattva guna. So by effort, we have to come to sattva guna. So long we are seeing the nama rupa, there will be likes and dislikes. You will like to get something and you will hate certain things. So long you see the naam roop jagat, there will be always raag and dvesh in it. Always raag and dvesh. You will like to have it. The other day I was telling you the example of rope and snake. A snake charmer sees the snake, he wants to grab the snake. And another person is frightened with the snake. He runs away from the snake. So one person has got a rag, he wants to get it. Another person, twesh, he doesn't want, he wants to run away from it. Similarly, the objects of the world are like this. Somebody likes it, others don't like it. Somebody likes smoking, others don't like. Somebody likes rasgulla, others don't like. Rag and twesh is there. And rag and twesh of each person are different. So if we want to know our true selves, we have to go beyond Maya. We have to know. This is the Gyan Marg. But what is the Bhakti Marg? The Bhakti Marg, Lord says, Devi aisa gunmayi mam maya duratya mam eviye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. Lord Yadav said same thing. Devi aisa gunmayi mam maya duratya. In Bhagavad itself, I think about couple of weeks ago, we have seen that the Lord Narayan is there, Brahmaji has gone, he is seeing the 25 personified, all these materials are circling him. He is different from that. He is not part of it. So, Devi esa gunmai mam maya durtaya. Lord says, this maya is Devi, divine power. Gunmai, gunmai means it has got three gunas, sattva, rajas, and tamas. Mam maya, it is my power. Duratya, you cannot cross. You cannot cross. Bhavasagar, we call it Bhavasagar. What is this Bhava? I explained Bhava in the last class of Vivek Churamani.
To become.
Whole life we want to become something. Why is this called Bhavasagar? Sagar, why it is compared to Sagar? Because we can't see the other end of Sagar. If you are standing on this shore, you can't see the other shore. In Bhavasagar, Bhava means to become. I always want to become something. From childhood, we wanted to become.
Global test.
In India, it used to be matric, then came, becomes class 12. The palace was 12, oh, I'm very happy. Then next moment, admission into the college, another headache. Come to that. Then graduate. Undergraduate, then feel graduate, feel professional, always becoming, then get married, become husband or wife, then one yoga. I want to, from husband I become, want to become father, then from father, father-in-law, then grand, to become, be, this is called Bhavasagar. We are not seeing the end. So, māme evi prapadante māyām etām tarantite. The Lord said, one who surrenders to me, they can cross. And Lord has said, tesām aham samuddharta mṛtyu sansār sāgarāt. In chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, those who surrender to me, I can take them out from the sansār sāgar, liberate. So what Lord is expecting from us? Surrender to the Lord. How do you surrender to the Lord? Work for the Lord. Ab batao humko, apni jindagi ke antar mein how much have you served Lord? How much service you have given to the Lord? Lord has given you the strength, power, everything. You have served your family. You have served your office. You have helped your neighbors. Bhagwan ko kitna kiya? Have you served Lord? For serving, you have to do the karma. Then it will become service. Therefore, it is said, tasmat sarvatmana rajan hari sarvatra sarvada srotabhya kritibhyascha smartabhyascha bhagwan nirnam. Who is the mayapati? Prabhu is the mayapati. Is it not so? We are all mayapati or mayadas. You will find some name also like this, mayadas. Lord is mayapati. We all are mayadas. Therefore, we have to know that pati, mayapati. For knowing that mayapati, it is said, tasmat sarvatmana rajan hari sarvatra sarvada srotabhya. This hari sarvatra sarvada everywhere. O rajan, O parichit, you should srotabhya, listen about that hari, then kirtitabhyascha smartabhya. Why three words I have explained earlier? Srotabhya, kirti, kirtitabhyascha smartabhya. Srotabhya, when the guru is there, then listen from him. Srotabhya. Suppose guru is not there, devotees are there, then do the kirtan. Because when guru is there, he is talking about hari. When Guru is not there, devotees are only there, then you do the kirtan. And third, smartabhya, you are alone. Devotees are also not there. What you should do? Think about the Lord. Smartabhya. Different names of Maya. This is given in Yoga Vasis. It is said avidya. Another name of Maya is avidya. Sansritihi. Sansriti means continuously changing. Sansritihi. Moha. Delusion. Bandha. Bondage. Maya. Maya, you know. Yamasa Maya. Malam. Impurities. Tamah. Darkness. Iti namani tasyascha kalpitani bhavanti. These are all kalpana, kalpitani. We are all just imagining all these things. Everything is imagination on that substratum, on Satchidananda. Avidya, sansriti, moha, bandha, maya, malam and tamaha. Iti namani tasyascha. These are the names of that maya. Different names you will find. Kalpitani bhavanti. And we are doing only imagining, that's all. Kalpitani. So this way we have covered maya, the second verse. I was thinking I will give you some time for questions. Magar time nahi hai. Okay, next day when we meet, if you have got any question about Maya, don't ask me to repeat the whole thing because I have taken two lectures.
My Lord, let me see.
Yeah, yes, very well. Oh, Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamiva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Next Tuesday is Bhatri Ditya and Chutti Master.